Mark Fisher needed 15%. He got 14.765%, a matter of about 6 votes. It was so close that the ballot counting lasted until after the convention adjourned. Party officials went backstage into a tally room.
Did they round up?
I don't know.
Delegates and onlookers huddled over their phones and computers, calculating the vote themselves.
14.99
by my count.
Really?
Yeah, come here. Unofficial.
Charlie Baker delivered a speech accepting the party's endorsement and came down to talk to reporters. At that point, he still didn't know whether he'd face Fisher in a September primary.
I'm not going to speculate on hypotheticals at this point, and it's up to the committee to make those decisions.
There were 64 ballots turned in that were blank. Fisher says he got conflicting messages about whether those would be counted toward the total.
There was nothing in the rules about that either, and we heard two different stories yesterday and today.
An aide to the Fisher campaign says they intend to contact the Office of Campaign and Political Finance and also plan to ask the Secretary of State to conduct an investigation. After that, perhaps a lawsuit against the Massachusetts Republican Party.
I'm a little surprised he's as close as it is.
Mo Cunningham, a political science professor at Boston University, was at the convention. He said heading into the party meeting, it didn't look like Fisher would meet the 15% threshold.
Well, I thought the Baker folks would have locked it down a little bit better.
It's not for lack of trying. Lance May is a co-chair of the Baker campaign in central Massachusetts.
From 2010... he's been building his team, building his campaign structure to run again. And if it meant helping a mayor or working with current or former legislators, that's what his goal was, to develop that base.
Baker got 82% of the vote on Saturday, an overwhelming majority. But there's a growing schism in the Massachusetts GOP between the party establishment and a group of conservatives, which feels marginalized. In one sign of the split, Republicans adopted a socially conservative platform last month that is anti-gay marriage and anti-abortion. A leading candidate for Congress, Richard Tessay, boycotted the convention in protest. Charlie Baker, who is also socially moderate, avoided any mention of these issues or the party platform in his speech.
Are you tired of one-party rule on Beacon Hill? Are you tired of a status quo that reeks of mediocrity?
Fisher, in his speech, addressed the social issues head on.
And I stand for the unborn child. I stand for the unborn child because every instance of abortion is tragic.
Deb Flanagan is a delegate from Pembroke. She said she liked both candidates but was drawn to Fisher.
I want to see someone stand up, speak louder, be angrier because of what's going on in this state.
But Flanagan is not representative of most Republicans in the state, according to Cunningham, the political scientist. Cunningham says even if Fisher does make the primary ballot, Baker would handily defeat him.
Baker goes into a much larger electorate, more moderate voters. I don't think it's a big deal for Baker overall. He has other things to worry about than Fisher.
But clearly, Charlie Baker would rather be focusing all of his efforts on November rather than worrying even in the slightest bit about an internal Republican squabble or a primary in September. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.